It's the 27th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The most recent data for student suspensions within Bedford schools shows an increase over the previous school year. According to figures provided by the Department of Education, out of 100 students, there were 3.1 school suspensions. Prior to lockdown, in the 2019 to 2020 school year, that number was 1.4 per 100 students. The General Secretary of the Association of Schools and College Leaders, Pepe Di Lacio, said, "Since the pandemic, many children experience disruption to their education and isolation that are continuing to have a lasting impact, with rising incidence of persistent disruptive behaviour." Stephen Morgan, the Education Minister, said, "The government is determined to turn the tide on poor behaviour and ensure every child can achieve and thrive." Bedford and Kempston MP Mohamed Yazin has requested an explanation from the CEO at Bedfordshire Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust, David Carter, regarding an increase in parking fees. Specifically, he wanted to know why the £15 weekly parking ticket at Bedford Hospital was discontinued, raising the parking fee by more than 400%. Mr. Carter has pointed to rising costs for maintenance and security. A promised GP surgery for the 3,000 home Wixoms community right outside Bedford might still be a decade away, according to a Central Bedfordshire Council report. It may take that long to fully access the £5.5 million provided by the housing developers to eventually be matched with other financial sources. The chair of the Surgery Action Group in Wixoms, Barbara Matthews, commented that there was an immediate need for the surgery and that a further 10-year wait was unacceptable. Bedford's tree lighting celebration will be taking place this Saturday with a number of family-friendly events, live music, a DJ and extended market trading hours until 7pm. The event, which will run from 10am to 7pm, was originally scheduled for last week, but Storm Bert posed safety concerns, leading to the postponement. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.